1. Introduction. Stand anywhere in the pub. Hello, my name's Susie State, and I'm your friendly audio tour guide. I'm going to tell you all about the new pub nationalisation legislation that is coming in during 2010. Yes, pubs really are going to become state-run. Now, I'll tell you what. Let's go on a little guided tour and I'll explain what a state-run pub will be like. Oh, first let me give you a little history lesson. You might think all this state-run pub business is a teeny-weeny bit unbelievable. Well, it's not. State-run pubs have existed before. Yes, can you believe it? They were introduced at the turn of the century in mining communities in the north of England. They were the only pubs ever created with the intention of discouraging people from drinking alcohol. And now they're back! Hurrah! 2. Go to the toilets. Hello, this is Susie State again. I think you're going to be rather surprised at what the government is planning to do in the toilets. Oh, look at all that soap by the hand basin. Clean pub-goers are a top priority in a state-run pub. Clean people equals less crime. Have a look at the measurement charts on the wall in the toilets. In a state-run pub, you will be charged per pence per centimetre to pee. The more you drink, the more you pee, the more you'll have to pay. Now, go into a cubicle and shut the door. Have a look around you. In state-run pubs, all this will be perspex. The cubicle walls and door will all be see-through. There certainly won't be any illegal drug-taking or casual sex in a state-run boozer. 3. Stand at the bar. Hello, it's me, Susie State, again. Welcome to the bar section of this audio tour. Now, first things first, cast your eyes on the bar staff in front of you. Notice something different to normal? I thought you would. You're not imagining it. The bar staff really are looking smart today. In a new state-run pub, bar people will be expected to be smart all the time, every single minute of the day. No more miserable scowls, sloppy pints or outright rudeness in the state-run pub. No, no, no. The bar person will be very well dressed, always cheerful in disposition and ever so happy to serve you. In fact, serving you your delicious pint of Nanny State Ale will be the best thing that they have ever done. Give them a wave. Go on, give them a little wave. I bet they'll wave cheerfully back. 4. Go to the Nanny State Ale Bar. Now, if you're here at the No to Pub nationalisation meeting, have a look around you and see if you can spot the Nanny State Ale Bar. Why don't you go over and try some of the delectable Nanny State Ale? It really is scrumptious. And can you believe it? It's 0% alcohol. How can an ale be so tasty and still be 0%? I'll tell you why. The government realised that banning all alcohol in pubs except a 0% ale would be a controversial measure. So they've had teams and teams of scientists working right around the clock on making this ale taste realistic. That's why it tastes so good. Granted, it tastes a teeny-weeny little bit like cordial-flavoured water, but don't be deceived, it really is ale. Nanny State Ale, yes, Nanny State Ale. 5. Look at some of the Department of Health posters on the walls. Hello, it's me again, Susie State, your audio guide. I hope you're enjoying the tour. I certainly am. Have a little look at some of the posters dotted around the room. Astonishingly, these are 100% facts. Yes, they really are all true. Now let's look at four of these posters. While it may seem slightly harsh to imprison someone for possessing a lighter in a pub, the government feel it is sensible and appropriate to take a no-nonsense approach to such things. There's nothing wrong at all with telling people what they can and can't do, if it's for their benefit, of course. Failure to wash your hands could result in a £1,000 fine, and if your hands are really dirty, a prison sentence. According to an undisclosed government source of POP, Labour believes a cleaner nation will commit far less serious organised crime than a dirty nation. That makes perfect sense to me. Shouting in pubs could land you with a £500 fine or even a prison sentence. According to POP's undisclosed source, the government thinks that a quieter nation is a healthier nation, and I couldn't agree more. The alcohol ban is coming. Are you ready? Yes, my friend, this is true. From 2010, all alcohol will be banned in pubs, except the delectable 0% Nanny State Ale. The government knows that people don't need alcohol to have fun. In fact, the government really are astonished that no one has tried to ban drinking alcohol in pubs before. Who needs alcohol to have fun? Not me! 6. Look around for some pub games. Hello, it's me again, Susie State, your friendly audio tour guide. Now, have a little look around the pub and see if you can see any new PC games being played. Perhaps there's a couple merrily enjoying a game of Gently Push a Pound, the exciting new Labour version of that old classic Shove Halfpenny. The Hare and Hounds has asked patrons over the last month to come up with new ideas for PC pub games. The only conditions of this game were that it must be very safe, extremely politically correct, multicultural, socially inclusive, racially representative, and polite. You might even see people playing some of these creations today. 7. Find the Smartest Bar Person Contest. Hello, it's me again, Susie State. Now, why don't you make your way to the Smartest Bar Person Contest and have a look at their lovely photographs. Don't they look lovely? So smart. Now then, who would have thought it? A Smartest Bar Person Contest. Back in the 18th century, they used to have smartest barmaid contests, but we couldn't have that now, could we? In state-run pubs, smartest barperson competitions will be regular occurrences. Through this initiative, the government hopes to encourage bar people to be smart all the time. Who's your favourite? Who do you think the smartest barperson is? Make sure you cast your vote before it's too late. 8. Have a seat anywhere. Have a seat at a table. That's it. Go on, sit down and have a look about. In under 2 years' time, all that you see before you will have changed. No more alcohol being served, restrictions on bad language, and even state-sanctioned politically correct pub songs on the jukebox. Yes, I know. State-sanctioned politically correct pub songs on the jukebox. Can you believe it? I know. I'll give you a little example. Oh, my old man's a street-cleaning operative. He wears a street-cleaning operative's hat. He wears waterproof but ventilated trousers. And he lives in a state-assisted accommodation. Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. 9. Flighting Contest. Have a little look around to see if you can see a poster for something called a flighting contest. Or, if you're really lucky, a flighting contest may be underway before your very eyes. Well, what is flighting? You may well ask. That's a very good question indeed. Let me give you a little example.
You white-livered son of a Fleet Street bumseller! I know your kind, begot in a sedan chair at noon between Ludgate Hill and Temple Bar. Who are you calling a whore? I'm not the mangy streetwalker who brought you into the world, and I wouldn't waste my piss on you if you fell into the fire.
What fun! I think I'll give you another example.
Sir, your wife, under the pretext of keeping a bawdy house, is in fact the receiver of stolen goods.
During the 18th and 19th centuries, the exchange of rhetoric and insults was organised into formal contests in pubs. This game was called flighting. Two opponents would face each other across the room at an inn and, instead of having a fist fight, would trade witty insults. Under new legislation, the government are planning to introduce state-sanctioned flighting contests as a method of controlling drink-fueled aggression. Swearing will be allowed in these contests, although it will be banned outright in pubs outside of these contests. Anyone caught swearing outside of a flighting contest will be put in prison. I'll raise my glass to that. Cheers! Here's to state-run pubs. 10. Look out for the peg drinking. Hello, it's me again, Susie State. See if you can spot a poster advertising peg drinking, or even better, see if you can spot anyone participating in a strange kind of drinking contest. This, my friend, is peg drinking, the all-new state-sanctioned drinking contest. Now, here's a little history lesson for you. Around the year 960 AD, King Edgar believed that he could decrease drunkenness in the English population by limiting the quantity to be drunk at one time. He introduced peg tankards, whereby each tankard was divided into 8 sections, each section marked off by a peg driven into the wood on the inside of the tankard. It became the law that no one could drink more than one peg at a time. The government intends to reintroduce this policy as one of their new UFUSPGs, Ultra Fun, Ultra Safe Pub Games. When the Hare and Hounds is nationalised in 2010, peg drinking will be played with the delectable Nanny State Ale. Pop have therefore chosen to use Nanny State Ale this evening so you can get a taste of the action for yourself. 11. Go outside and look at the pub sign. Have a little look at the pub sign outside. The Hare and Hounds, with its vicious connotations of blood sport, will have to change its name to the more acceptable, the Care and Hounds. The government feels that the circulation of the Hare and Hounds as a phrase in oral culture poses a challenge to the ban on fox hunting and risks offending sensitive members of the general public. It is therefore entirely justifiable to alter the pub's name. History is a small price to pay to ensure that no one gets offended by a nasty name. The Care and Hounds. Yes, the Care and Hounds.